Hey guys, this is Alicia with Crime Squared Podcast, and this is our episode number 16 about Rampage and the Mexican Beauty Queen. Hey guys, this is Alicia.
And Katie.
And this is episode 16.
Yep. We took a little time off. I had a baby. So if you hear some crying or grunting in the background,
burping.
That's her. Or burping, yes. We've been talking for a half an hour before this, and she said two giant burps. So just go with it. No, we're moms. I have a 2.5-week-old that's sleeping on me right now. So
I can't believe she's already 2.5 weeks old. That's insane.
3 weeks on Tuesday.
Oh.
She has a checkup on Monday. And I'm hoping she's gained all of her birth weight and some more back.
Yeah.
Since then, but we'll see. I feel like has because she's quickly not fitting into newborn diapers. Like, I think I'm not going to buy anymore. I think I'm just going to move on to the size ones.
It's crazy how fast they go through those.
I only bought 2 packs to start out with because with Lycan, my first, he didn't even go through 1 pack at home.
Yeah.
He was so big. He just went straight into ones, basically. And she's been in them since she was born.
See, and Jordan was in size 2 for a long time, and we finally just switched him to size 3 right before we moved back.
And it's so weird how that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And she finally lost her umbilical cord last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that took forever. I feel like with Lycan, it took like a week.
Yeah, I don't even think it took a week with Jordan either.
Huh. So, I don't know.
And Jordan is 8 months today.
So you might only have like 3 more months of breastfeeding?
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited or like
no?
Nostalgic?
I'm extremely sad. But I mean, I'll also have to, I mean, I need to start pumping now because you can't, like the daycare centers here will only use breast milk if it's been within the last 3 months. So all the stuff that happened when I first brought him home, I can't use there. We have to use it here at home. And so I have to start pumping now. So by the time he goes to daycare on the 22nd, I'll have fresh milk then.
Oh,
they're gonna start
soon.
Power pumping. Yeah.
Eek. I do not envy you. Yeah. I had time to build up my supply with Lycan.
Well, that's what I was working on. But then when we decided I'd stay home, I was like, well, we'll just keep it, you know, for just in case he gets sick or whatever. And so, then when we decided I'd go.
Milk baths, or how are you going to get rid of it? Because that's a lot to get rid of.
Yeah, and there's also a lot of moms around here that are always looking for breast milk. So, and then a good chunk of it, I'm going to get a few rings and necklaces with some of the milk done too. So,
I never did that with Lycan, but I think I'm going to do it with her.
Yeah, that was one thing that I told Jesse, that some of the rings that I've been looking at are pretty expensive, but I deserve it. It's been a long journey.
Did you get a push present or anything?
I don't think so, but mainly because he was born 8 weeks early. We didn't really
That's not
have time.
He's had 8 months to get you a push present after the fact.
Yeah, but the whole pregnancy was rocky, so.
Well, true.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think we started kind of talking about it, but we planned on trying to get away for a weekend and having like a, what's it called, a baby moon?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we didn't really get a chance to do much. But I guess, I mean, technically my push present was being able to stay home. So I'm happy for that.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah. Especially because when I was pregnant.
Out my own.
Step it up, Mike. Step it up. Come on.
Well, I really want, like, I want a ring for Lainey and a ring for Lycan with their birthstones and just, like, a really thin band. And then the top of them have the birthstones around. Because hers is pink or opal, and Lycan's is blue. So,
yeah, that'd be cute.
Because I don't ever wear any rings on my right hand. So I'd wear them on my ring finger on my right hand. Which
yeah, that'd be cute.
I tried to put on my wedding ring this week, and I cannot get it on in the morning. But by the afternoon, I can get it on a little bit, but I'm afraid to put it on and have it get stuck.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
So I'm still going to wait a little bit, but
we actually need to get my rings resized because my rings are too big now.
Really?
Yeah, my fingers are like I've lost a lot of weight. Apparently everywhere, because even my silicone ones, they slide right off too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I'm not even trying anymore.
You're just like working out when you want to.
I haven't really worked out since we moved back because we don't really have space to, and I'm not going to pay for a gym membership because I just don't want to.
Because I don't like going outside when it hurts my teeth.
Yep, pretty much. Pretty much.
Do they not have like a basement or something?
I mean, we brought some of our dumbbells, and so every once in a while we'll do a workout in the living room. But I mean, before we left South Carolina, I think I went like all of October, I worked out every day and then walked and did cardio outside and stuff. And so I won't run or walk outside here during the winter or fall, like at all. Not doing
Yeah,
it.
it's too cold.
So we'll do something in the living room, but not too bad. Not like I was before.
Yeah, something about being in the warmer climate makes it easier to work out
Way
versus,
more
and
motivational.
yeah, when it's cold outside, all you want to do is get a coffee or a hot chocolate and grab a giant blanket and snuggle up and binge Netflix.
Yep,
So,
exactly.
no.
That's all right. Okay.
Do it.
Well, I don't remember if you went first or if I went first last time. I want to say you went first.
Yeah, I don't remember either
Because I think
way.
you covered, well, you covered Candyman. Spoiler alert if you haven't listened to Halloween episode. And then I covered the history of some Halloweens. And then I think we kind of took turns when we did the rap session, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We just kind of bounced back and forth.
Yeah. So go for it. If you want to go first, go for
Okay. I'm not gonna say no because she's being quiet right now. Unless you can hear her sleigh snack
I
snoring.
can. It's so cute. I was just gonna ask you if he close was there, but I remember that you were holding Lainey.
Here on the floor, but he's not being loud or anything for once in his life.
Knock on
He's,
wood.
yeah, he's learning how to have to be quiet.
Good job
And
on
I
those
even
manners.
messaged, I ordered Instacart, the grocery people to come because I was like, I'm not gonna have time to go grocery shopping and go to TJ Maxx and pick my dad out something before Mike gets home. So I just paid the extra $2 to have him deliver it, which $2 is what I was gonna spend in gas anyway to get there and back, if not more. And I heard the guy pull into the garage or into the driveway. So I messaged him on the app and I was like, please, please just leave it at the front door. Do not ring the doorbell. I have a sleeping baby and a loud dog. He was like, you got it. Which, by the way, funny story for you guys out there. I ordered a chicken pot pie for lunch for one of the days next week, just as something different. They didn't have it. So this guy sends me back a picture of his feet and says, do you want
That's
me to
so gross.
replace it with this? With your feet? No, thanks. I don't have a foot fetish. I'm good. Just
That's
refund the
gross.
money. Like, I wonder if it was an accident or not, but it's a little weird because he never sent a picture of anything else.
And it was literally his foot.
Yeah, a picture of his feet, like walking in the store.
Maybe he meant to take a picture of something.
That's what I'm thinking, but it regardless, it's still a little weird because he never actually sent anything or was like,
Ooh.
hey, they have, beef pot pies or pork pot pies or whatever.
Yeah, I hate feet,
But
so bleh.
yeah, I am
I would
not
have
a
been
feet
like, you know
person
what? I'll just
either.
cancel my order altogether. I'm just not even in the mood now.
Well, I needed fruit and vegetables for next week, so I couldn't cancel it. But
Yeah.
all right, so this week I did Maine, and I don't think I've done Maine yet. I looked at our list.
I was
So
gonna say,
I'm
let me
gonna,
pull it up quick.
yeah. So I did Murders in Maine. I'm still gonna do this one, even if I did Maine anyway, but I didn't see it on the list. But it's
Yeah.
one of those tiny little states that nobody
We
thinks
never think
about.
of. Yeah,
Sorry, Maine. It is what it is. Except for your like lobster rolls. That's Maine, right? Right?
know.
I think lobster rolls are from Maine. I could be wrong. I'm sure I'll get roasted by somebody for that if it's wrong. But whatever. All right. So in July 2015, there was a man named Anthony Lord, and he went on a tirade where he killed multiple people, injured multiple people, and went on a high-speed chase with police. And by the end of this, after all said and done, he ended up killing two people, injuring four people, and shot at police officers.
Jesus.
So he was 35 years old when all this took place, and it was over a 2-day span, and he did pretty much anything that you could think of. He burned down a barn, robbed somebody, murdered people, raped people, kidnapped someone, and like I said, the high-speed car chase with the police.
Was busy. Oh
Oh
my
yeah,
gosh.
he definitely fit in everything that he could in here. So
Oh
before
my
all this had
God.
happened, he was already a convicted felon. He had three charges of sexual assault with a minor in
Ooh.
2005. So he was a sexual
I guess I need to
offender.
specify a minor because, you know, there's a difference between it being a 10-year-old minor and like 17-year-old minor, you know?
I couldn't find that. I could just find that he was a convicted felon
Okay.
for sex offender at the time. And that
Okay.
was in 2005. And then February of 2015, the same year that this took place, he was convicted of domestic violence and he pled guilty to that. But it didn't say
Oh,
how long he
geez.
served. So I don't
And
think
he
he
just like
served.
openly pleaded guilty, or it was like they had to go to trial and all of that.
He just openly pled guilty to it. Is it
Dang,
pled
okay.
or pleaded? Because my thing kept changing it to pleaded, but that doesn't sound right to
Yeah.
me. Pled,
He pleaded
pleaded.
guilty. He pled guilty. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, right? Because it
But
kept
then again, I'm
autocorrecting
probably
it
not the
to
person to
pleaded.
ask. Oh,
Well, I thought I was smart enough to figure it out, but my autocorrect kept changing it to pleaded. And I'm like, that doesn't sound right. I think
huh.
it's pled. Pled guilty,
Yeah.
pleaded guilty. That's like more stupid or stupider. Like, which one is it? All right, so the
Wait,
events.
okay, so Jesse the other day, I don't know what we were talking about. One of the renovations for the new house that we're buying. And I said, I think that's a really big, what did I say? Eyesore or sore for your eye. And I don't even remember what the right way is, but he wouldn't stop laughing at me. I didn't know what that I had said it wrong. I think I
Sore.
knew deep down, like, don't say it this way because that's not how it is. And then I said it anyways, and I sat there and I'm like, nope, I'm not even gonna acknowledge that I said that
That's
way
not
wrong.
right.
I just walked out of the car. Like every day there's something new that I foul up like that. I'm like, as soon as I say it, I'm like, nope, that was wrong. I just walk away. Abort mission. Abort mission.
Let's just pretend this didn't happen.
Oh, I hate when that happens, especially now in front of his parents, because I'm sure they're like, who did our son marry?
If my son married someone that talked the way that you do sometimes, I would probably just laugh. Like, it is
Well, and then when John is like, what did you say? I'm like, why? What did you hear? I'm like, oh, just
it
stop
is. What
talking,
did you
Alicia. Just
hear?
don't even talk.
Tell me the correct way to do it before I say it again.
Oh man, it's
Before I screw
awful.
it up a second time, just tell me.
Okay, oh, dude. Sorry,
Okay.
not sorry.
On the day that all of this started, 3 p.m. in Benedict, Maine, and this is where he set the barn on fire. And after he did that, he drove south to Carrie Mayo's house. And here, Anthony Lord tied up and assaulted him with a hammer. And then he
Jesus.
stole his gun and his pickup truck and then drove back to the scene of the fire, where he killed two individuals, 55-year-old Kevin Irish and 22-year-old Kyle Hewitt. And this took place around 4:50 a.m. So I didn't look how far away these two were from each other, Benedict, and then where this house was burnt down or the barn was burnt down. But it had to be a good distance. And he had to spend some time assaulting that person with a hammer for it to go from
Jesus.
8:30 p.m. to 4:50 a.m. That's a
Did he have
long
something like
stretch.
planned out? Like, how he was going to torture these people with a hammer? Jesus.
No, he just went on a rampage. It wasn't, what's it called?
Premeditated?
Premeditated. Thank you. Mom brain kicked in there.
Yeah.
It wasn't premeditated.
Hey, a new one!
He just went on and did it. So, that was on July 17th, so we're on the next day now. At the time of the incident, Kyle had been sleeping, and an autopsy report that he had been shot 8 times with a 22 caliber gun. Yeah, and then Kim was shot as well, but she survived. Are you laughing at her snoring?
Yeah, it's just so cute. oh my god, that's adorable.
She is such a snorer. Now you know why I snored my whole pregnancy. This one. She literally came out snoring.
That is adorable. I can't
handle
it.
Mine is much louder. Mine is not cute.
Apparently unbearable.
Apparently, yeah. One night last week that it was so bad, Mike had to go sleep out on the couch. He took a video of me, like 3 minutes long, and then sent it to me. And he goes, "You're not pregnant anymore. Get this shit checked out. This is not normal." He sent it to me in Snapchat. And I woke up the next
morning. Your body's still healing.
Well, that's the only time that I did it. It was just that one night. And it was so loud. It sounded like a freight train. Even in the video. I was like, get this shit checked out. Like, you're not pregnant
anymore.
Oh my
gosh.
Which, yeah, I get it. But give me a little bit of time. Because I'm still losing the weight from the pregnancy. But I lost like over 20 pounds within that first week.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's nice to see your toes and your ankles and all that back to normal.
My legs look normal now. They're not.
Hey,
huge.
Look at that.
I have.
I see your
now.
Ankle.
Right? Well, that's what my mom said. She said in the third trimester, it was like one day I came over and she's like, "Whoa, Katie's retaining water really bad." Yep. And she said it to my dad. And it was just like every day from there on, I just retained more water weight to the point where, like, if I took my hand and squeezed my shin and my calf, mm-hmm. I could leave indents for a little while, was how much water it was.
Yeah, that's
and
insane.
When I was in the hospital, they would have to come and change my catheter thing because I had a C-section mm-hmm. like every 2 hours, when normally they would wait like every 4 to 6 when you got your meds.
Yeah.
Because I was just getting rid of all of that water weight. It was so
much. I remember that first time I asked Jesse, I think, looked over and was like, "Are they gonna come change that?" I'm like, "Change what?" And they're like, "Your back." I'm like, "Ooh, we should probably get someone on that." I didn't realize it was that bad.
Yeah. Well, when I told my mom, I was like, "I lost over 20 pounds in the first week." She was like, "Holy crap." I was like, "Yeah, that's how much water I was retaining." Nobody believed me with how much water
I mean, but that's
great
retaining. Though.
It's good that it all came out, but I think that's why I had such high blood pressure most of the time, too, was my body was trying to work all that out, and it was just like, haha, no, I'm staying here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so from here, Anthony Lord moved to his ex-girlfriend, Brittany, whom he kidnapped and took with him. She attempted to escape by getting into the vehicle of a passerby, but Anthony did not let her go that easily. He chased after the car and shot the driver of the car. And this was
oh my
around 6:50 a.m. So we're another 2 hours later.
Oh my gosh.
The driver of the car was Carlton Eddy, and he was a 60-year-old man. So this old man was probably just like getting gas, trying to get home to his wife or go to work or whatever. And he saw this girl that needed help. And then he got shot. For trying to help somebody.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
That poor guy.
So after this happened, police found out about it, and here he tried to avoid the police and a high-speed car chase where he shot at the police officer that was coming after him, and then he had tried mm-hmm. to escape to a woodlot. So I think it's like a lumber yard is what they mean by woodlot.
Mm-hmm.
So in the woodlot, he fired at 58-year-old Kevin Tozier and 54-year-old Clayton McCarthy. And after the shooting, Kevin died with 3 bullet wounds, but Clayton was able to make it out, and he was able to get somebody to call authorities to help, because I guess he evaded the police. Once he got to the lumber yard, he was able to, like, mm-hmm. outsmart them as to where he was. Which, I mean, lumber yards can be confusing if you don't know where you're going.
So, oh, yeah, that would be huge.
Easy to do. So from here, he stole another truck in the woodlot and drove to his uncle's house, where he eventually surrendered. His uncle said that he was arrested without incident after an 18-hour manhunt was underway. So this took place all over 18 hours. 2 different days, 18 hours.
That's a serious rampage that he went on.
Yeah. He admitted to multiple assaults and wounding others. In 2017.
That's the most peaceful snoring I've ever heard.
She's like,
oh, yeah. Milk drunk is the best type.
Oh, yeah. So in 2017, he pled guilty to 2 counts of murder, attempted murder, elevated aggravated assault, firearm theft, arson, and evading police. There was a charge for kidnapping and another for reckless conduct with a deadly weapon, but those 2 were dismissed. They didn't say why, but I guess there wasn't enough evidence for the reckless conduct with a deadly weapon and kidnapping. Which, the kidnapping was what got the attention of the police,
mm-hmm.
and the reckless conduct with a deadly weapon is why 2 people are dead. Yeah. So, I don't understand that one at all. His lawyer said that he was under distress due to the fact that he lost his 6-month-old son 2 months prior. His lawyer also said that he was frustrated with the case as to why nothing had been done looking into his son's death.
So he went on this killing spree to put a lot of other people through pain and suffering because he lost his baby?
And it wasn't even against the person that did it. So his son was 6 months old when he was murdered by a man named Jesse Mackin, who was involved with the mother of the child at the time. Yeah. Jesse Mackin was convicted of manslaughter for Larry, the son,
mm-hmm.
in 2019. And he was only sentenced to 5 years in prison.
Bitch, what? And he didn't even go after him?
No. He went after all these other people, but not the guy that actually murdered his son or was convicted of murdering his son. So he's not out yet, but he claimed while caring for Larry, the son,
mm-hmm.
that the son just went limp and died, which I don't think that's how SIDS happens. I think there has to be other things that are involved in that. You don't just go limp and die. Like, there's other things that have to go on with that. But yeah, the ex was Janice Clark. Spent his first birthday by the graveside when she talked to the media and said that Mackin, the guy who killed the child, loved Larry and couldn't believe he would actually kill him. She said that she could, but she didn't have the heart to because she was still mourning her son. Bitch, what?
Yeah, there's a lot of...
There's a lot to unwrap there.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to get into it because I don't...
That makes me want to go to a very angry place.
If my son died in your care and didn't have any reason why... Also, why wasn't there an autopsy?
I was just going to say, I'm sure an autopsy would tell you what his cause of death would be.
Either it wasn't released or they never did one. But that also makes it fishy to me for the mom.
Yeah, why would you not demand one?
I would pay for one out of my own pocket to know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand that someone is paying for his death, but 5 years? I mean, he would have been 5.5 years old by the time he got out of prison. That's not even... That's barely school age.
Yeah.
So you're
Yeah.
just fine with him serving 5 years? Because I would be like, kill him.
Yeah.
Put him on
As
death row.
the biological father of this son should have been. Also,
Yeah.
I can't get over that the baby is named Larry. Like, Larry doesn't seem like a name that a baby should have. Like, I don't know, have like
Right.
some cute little name, and then when you become an adult, all of a sudden now you're Larry. That makes sense.
Right. I don't get that.
But
That.
it really does bother me that his biological dad went on this killing spree. I mean, I can understand, losing a child makes you do
Crazy
the
things.
unimaginable things, but to not even go after, if you're literally hurting people, killing people, you'd think the number one person you would be after. I mean, if you want to kill everyone on your way to this one person, I could maybe understand that a little bit more. Like, if people were trying to stand in your way, I'm
Right.
not saying it's okay by any means, but I could understand that a little bit more. But if
Right.
he's
What
not
is
even going after
condoning
this
killing?
dude, yeah, if you're not even going after this dude, then what are you doing? You can't even say that it's because you're having issues coping with the loss of your son. Like, no, you just wanted to be a psychopath. That,
Exactly.
don't blame this on your baby.
You can't blame it on your now deceased son when the actions of your killing have nothing to do with how he was killed or who killed him. It
Yeah.
doesn't make any sense. So just it doesn't do anything for him.
Yeah, except for
So,
making him look more awful.
right. So during the trial, Brittany testifies, she's the one that was kidnapped, that he had actually kidnapped her prior to all of this and raped her multiple times and then let her go and then came back and kidnapped her again. So she spoke to Anthony Lord at the trial and said that she couldn't imagine what it was like to have a son murdered, especially a 6-month-old, but she will never be able to forget the two men that he killed, Kyle and Kevin, at the house.
Yeah.
And after deliberation, he was given a life sentence in prison, two life sentences in prison without possibility of parole, and he's still in prison in
Good.
Maine right now. But there was, I mean, the judge basically said, no, your son dying is not a reason for you to be able to go on a rampage like this and kill multiple people because you still killed multiple people and two or three wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah.
So you
Why is
need to
it so
pay for
much
your
more,
actions.
acceptable when, I mean, I don't want to say acceptable because that guy is still in jail, but why is one being punished way more for killing more people or hurting more people versus, I mean, even if it would have been just one full-grown adult, I feel like he's probably still would have served way more time than when you kill a baby. Like, just because
Well,
they're a baby and haven't quite done anything, like to contribute to society, that doesn't make it any less of a crime than when you do that
right,
to
you're still
a
killing a
teenager
human.
or an adult. Yeah.
It's still an individual because that person could have grown up and, been president of the United States or won a Nobel Peace Prize. You never know.
Or
But
just been a good human.
yeah, and Lord actually had the two priors. So that could have contributed, whereas Mackin didn't have any priors that I saw, or they didn't mention it anyway.
Yeah.
So that could have contributed to it. But in no way do I understand how 5 years in prison for killing a child is equal to their death. It makes no sense to me. Like they should be in there
Yeah.
for life, at least in my
Yeah.
eyes. That's what I see.
Oh
They
no,
should be
for
in there
sure.
for life or death
I mean,
row.
it is very unfortunate because, I mean, I don't know how SIDS works. I really don't. But if it really is like their heart just stops beating and he wasn't able to do anything about it, I mean, I know someone that just went to go check on their baby, like after, a good night's sleep, and baby was gone.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it
I mean,
is sudden instant death syndrome.
yeah, I don't know.
But
I
I
mean,
feel
that's just
like.
scary to all parties involved. And so, I mean, if he really is innocent and didn't do it, you'd think he'd be fighting it. We're in 2021. I feel like
Right.
there should have been some type of appeal if he didn't do it, but maybe his
Right.
conscience is just like,
I
it is
deserve
what it
to
is.
spend
Like,
this time in here.
yeah. And
Yeah.
he might, I'm sure all parents that have lost a baby like that, like, I feel awful for you. My heart goes out to you guys, but I'm sure that at some point, deep down, like you blame yourself a little bit. Like, I
Well,
mean, even when my kid gets sick, I feel awful.
every story that I've heard, it happens like in the middle of the night. Like it's sudden in their sleep, not I was holding him and he died.
Yeah,
Because
so
most
that,
of that stuff is like you put them in there with extra blankets or,
A teddy
on
bear.
their belly or, something that you're not supposed to do beforehand.
Yeah. So how many victims did he have altogether?
Many what?
Victims did he have altogether?
He killed two, injured four, and raped one. So
Multiple times.
seven. Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
So not only did you just go on this rampage, you also took the time to repeatedly traumatize one individual.
His ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, that's
Not even the
awful.
mother of his child. Ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, that dude has some, hopefully he's getting some serious mental health. Yeah.
Well, I feel like I don't know how it is in prison, but I feel like once you're in the system, you don't really get help. Especially if you're in there serving two life sentences without possibility of parole. They're like, you're in here, you're locked up. Like, why are we going to waste our resources on you?
I feel like they still probably get help to a certain extent because they still have to, I mean, unless somebody's putting money on their books and stuff like that, in order to be a contributing inmate, you have to be productive in some shape, way, or form. Even when you're in jail, whether you're getting out or not, you still have to help, like maintain, like clean or do laundry or help with cooking, like things like that. So I'm sure that they still want him to, be on some type of meds or being seeing a therapist or psychologist or something. Because, I mean, inmates or jails and prisons and stuff like that, they have staff like that on site
Right.
to like for that purpose. So maybe not so much like help so he can get better, but so he can at least, still
Function.
be a functioning adult, yeah, in there, which is very different. But I mean, there might also be people in there that, they might have a psych area, it's kind of secluded from everybody else that doesn't have mental problems. But
Psych areas, don't they normally send them to a hospital?
sometimes, yeah, I mean, depends on the
Like if
severity
they're
of it.
so badly in need of help.
Yeah, I want to say that there's a movie about that, Birdie or Bird on the Window. I don't know. We just Jesse and I just watched a movie about this not too long ago. I'll have to look it up
It's
and
gone.
ask
As
Jesse. Huh?
it's gone.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a good movie, but a lot of that kind of stuff, I mean, I don't think you usually get sent to a facility like that if you're there for life, because I think that's more for people that they expect to make some type of really serious life change that they can be released at some point into the real world, as you want to say it. I mean, I hope to God that you never appear.
You can find our socials on Facebook and Instagram, and if you don't mind taking a minute and heading on over to Apple Podcasts and giving us a review and subscribe, we'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Mine is about a gal named Laura Romero. She
Okay.
is a Mexican beauty queen. So my episode, my part here is a little shorter because it's a lot of a dead end. So I'll
Okay.
kind of go through what I was able to find and then we'll see what you think versus what I think. So she was arrested along with, I think, seven other people. It was five men and three women all together. So their names are Maria del Rosario, Josiel, Cesar, Raul, Ana Marta, Diego, Luis Antonio, and this Laura gal. So Maria del Rosario was a former councilwoman, and she worked for the Treasury Department in Veracruz City. And she was the mother of Josiel and Cesar Enrique Escobar.
So the family
So,
affair.
just those three. I didn't find any relation between any of the other people. And I included some pictures that I found on a lot of these websites, but it really drove me up a wall because I couldn't find any information on any of these people, like as individual people. Like former councilwoman. Like, you know, there's bound to be a Wikipedia page to so we can see where she was born, who her parents were, her kids, when she died, if she died, like what she went to school. Like, you should be able to find everything about her. When these eight people were arrested, there was no last names associated with any of them except for the Mexican beauty queen. And on top of that, there was no relation between any of them. So it didn't say that they were, you know, all part of like what you would normally expect of being part of a drug cartel or, you know, any clubs that they were associated with, like family members besides these three. So that also was really weird. Raul worked for the police department, so it seems like they all maybe had some authority in Veracruz, but I couldn't find any information on any of them and last names. Like Diego, who? There's a trillion Diegos out there.
Right.
Can't find anything. So Laura actually found a lot of mixed articles. So I found some that said that she was Miss Oaxaca, which is a state in Mexico, 2018. She was third runner-up for Miss Mexico in 2019. She won Miss International Queen of Café in Colombia in 2019. She also won Miss Earth Oaxaca in 2015. They were all arrested on January 15th of 2021. So when they were all arrested, because of her, I don't want to say like high statue, but because she's an active pageant
Her
participant.
status.
The judge said that all of these individuals would remain in jail for at least 2 months while evidence was being gathered against them. But then that's it. There's nothing else about them. There was
So,
no
what were they all going to jail for?
kidnapping. They were all supposedly a part of the same kidnapping group, so they were all working together. Which is really interesting because, okay, so I also couldn't find where, like, obviously she was born in Oaxaca because that's who she, the state that she was, you know, trying to represent. I'm not sure if that's normally how it goes, but she, like, most of her information was she was just very involved with the Oaxaca community. So she is in jail in Veracruz. She would refer to herself as, "I'm more than just good looks and a pretty face." She was actually a business graduate student, but I couldn't find from where. And one of her top priorities was helping women that were targeted for violence. She was also a speaker for fighting against breast cancer and leukemia. And she was very known for helping indigenous communities with things like, you know, providing clothes, like warm clothes or blankets, shoes, things like that that people needed. But I couldn't find what indigenous communities, like, were they close to her home state? Were they just.
Were they in
Was this just
America?
a
Were
show
they?
because she was in a pageant? Like, I couldn't find anything. I couldn't find, like, she was 25, but I couldn't find what her date of birth was. Couldn't find who her parents were. Couldn't find if she was in a relationship, if she had kids. Couldn't find anything about her friends. Couldn't find, most of the time when you're in pageants like this, I think, I'm not 100% sure because I'm not into these pageants, but you would assume that they would have to do like local beauty pageants and, you know, be active in your community in order to be even nominated to make your way up there, you know.
Yeah, like leading up to it.
And once you make it up there, you have a hair gal, you have a makeup girl, you have somebody that's helping you with your talents. They have somebody that's helping you pick out your beautiful bikinis and your beautiful swims, your beautiful gowns, and you know, all of these things. You have somebody designated for all of this. You
Yeah,
have
you have a team.
your manager. Couldn't find anything. I couldn't find anything. All of the articles, I'm serious. I spent probably a good 4 to 5 hours every day for the last week and a half looking up anything that I could find about her. And this is it. Like, there's nothing leading up to it. It's just that she was arrested this date, and then the few titles that she holds, and all of those dates kind of are a couple years off. A lot of them said that she never won a title, that she was just a runner up, and that she just competed, but she never actually won. Like, couldn't find what her talent was. Nothing. But so I kind of got to looking and I got interested and super curious as to if there has been other beauty pageant queens that have been involved with some criminal activity. And sure enough, I found a couple. So Nuestra Belleza de Sinaloa, Laura Zuniega. In 2008, she was stripped of her crown because she was involved with a drug cartel. And Miss Sinaloa Maria Susana Flores in 2012. She died. She, I think, had won that title But then shortly after in 2012, she died by gunshots because she was involved kind of with it. She was involved with a chapel, but it was the drug cartel that was fighting with each other, and she died among some people.
El Chapo, you did that one a while ago, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't think I covered mainly just him, but yeah, he has been
We
in a
talked
couple
about
of
him.
my sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently he's been involved with a couple of beauty pageant queens from Mexico. So people just stay away from El Chapo. Come on. If you want to live,
Live.
don't be associated with him. I hope I don't ever have anybody coming after me because I said that. There's also Miss Honduras, Maria Jose Alvarado. She was only 19, and I don't think she was, I think she had just turned 19. This was in 2014. She died right before she was able to compete for Miss World 2014, which I think that's really young. I mean, she was already Miss Honduras, and then she was about to, like, she was, I want to say they were in, no, I probably shouldn't say that. I'm not 100% sure where they were, but it was
You
like
said
that
she was
same weekend that,
19? Yeah, that's very young. I feel like they're all in like their mid-20s or late-20s when they
They had
actually
to
win
be at
something
least
like that.
21, but I'm not 100% sure. But the night before they were supposed to have this competition, she went with her sister to a party. They got into some unlicensed, unmarked car, had no license plate, had super dark tinted windows. They were
Sketchy.
party, and they were photographed getting into the car. And then, the next day, I think it was the next day, it was like within 18 hours of being seen getting into this car. They were obviously missing, and then they were found later on. They had been shot, and then buried. So
Damn.
Maria's boyfriend got into a fight with her sister, shot her sister, and then when Maria was trying to get away from him, he also shot her. So then he buried them.
Jesus.
Yeah, and I think
That
he's in
escalated.
jail. So, yeah, but I mean, some of that kind of stuff was while they were competing. Some of them held titles and whatever. But so Veracruz actually has one of the highest kidnapping rates in Mexico, only by the only state that was beating them is the state of Mexico. They were followed by Morelos, Michoacán, Zacatecas, Tabasco, Oaxaca, Puebla, and Hidalgo. But apparently this year alone, the crime rate has been going down a lot. A lot of people say it's because of COVID, but I mean, I don't really know how much COVID really has to do with kidnapping and drug cartel, but hey, that's just me.
They say that that happened in the US too. Like major cities, they saw a ton of crime reduction.
That's
But I
insane.
think that's a lot to do with nobody was open, nobody's running. So even if you wanted to, say, rob a liquor store or whatever, they wouldn't have anything there that you could rob because they weren't getting shipments, they didn't have cash on hand or whatever.
I was
So
gonna
I think
say,
it
and
was.
there was a cash and coin shortage at one point. I don't know if that's still going on anymore, but so
I
yeah.
don't think so. I haven't seen anything where it's like you have to have exact change in a while.
Yeah, I hardly ever have cash. So when all of that shortage is going on, I was like, okay, that doesn't affect me.
I
But
normally have bills, but not coins.
no, I don't have either because I know the moment I do, I'll either spend it on Keno, the shippers, or none of it will go through my wallet. So I just don't have cash.
See, I'm the opposite. I like hang on to cash or I plan out like, hey, I have $40. Okay, that's for girls' night. That's what I'm going
Yeah.
to use that on. I'm
Well,
very anal about it.
this weekend, so I'm very excited about it because I'm just not going to carry my cards because I know if I do, I'm going to end up spending more than I need to. let's see. So I found a study that in December of 18 to February of 21, Veracruz had a total of 709 kidnappings, and the state of Mexico had 578, and the city of Mexico had 298.
My God.
Yeah, so I mean, that seems like a lot, but that's, I guess, the lesser end of what it used to be or what it has been in the past.
That's
But so
crazy.
I put this beauty queen on my follow-up list because I don't think I've ever been irritated so much by trying to find a lot of information about someone, especially because when you think about a Mexican beauty queen or any beauty queen, you want to know all of this information. You want to know why she got involved. You want to know what nomination she had. Like, what families did she help? Like, what kind of family did she come from? Was she inspired by this? And I couldn't find anything on her. And then even when you look at pictures of her, I don't want to say that, like, I'm definitely not body shaming. If you have had cosmetic work done and you've had lipo or whatever, I don't care.
To each his
own. When I can't tell the difference between your pictures because your makeup is altered or your facial features have been altered so much, that's where I have a little bit of a problem, because all of the pageant pictures that I found of her, she looks great in all of them, but some of them, they look like a completely different other woman. So it might just be, you know, Photoshop or just really makeup that heavy. I don't freaking know. But I couldn't find any pictures of her without makeup. So how can I tell if this is you or if this is just some random Photoshop? There's no pictures of you out there, so how the hell am I supposed to know?
Oh, I feel like that's pretty normal of beauty queens. Like, they never go out without makeup on.
But you can still see, like me, even when I do wear my makeup, my freckles are always still there, and my dimples. Like, my dimples, no matter how much makeup I put on, you can't cover up my dimples. Right. Like, they're just there. So there's on these pageants, and I couldn't find any on her. But I attached a couple of pictures that I found, so I'll make sure I send those to you. But so her mom thinks that this is just all a big, misinterpretation. Because apparently, according to her mom, she doesn't know any of these other people that she was arrested with. So she thinks that her daughter's being set up. But I think that this is all just a big cover up or something, because there's not even any information out there about just her. I even went on my computer, like that incognito mode.
Yeah.
Still find anything on her. Went on Reddit, I couldn't find anything about this chick. And even that's when I type in Miss Oaxaca, because she apparently held that title at one point over the last 5 years, there would still be something there besides just her name and all of these pictures.
Yeah, because she would be doing like a tour, or, you know, places she visited, or community work that she was taking part in. Something in that article would show up.
All of the articles that I found were from, I think she was arrested in January. So from January, February, and March, I found articles. Anything after that, all summer up until now, there's nothing out there. So even that's if so the judge weird. Said they had to stay in jail for 2 months, there should be an update now.
Right. If they were charged or if they were sentenced or something along those lines.
Yeah, and I couldn't find anything. So this is going to be one of my top priorities to make sure I'm following up to give an update, and if somebody knows an update or knows what story this is covering up, definitely let me know, because I would love to know. Really irks me. When you put that much work and trying to find something out and every website leads you back to the same exact information, like,
did it say on. Like how many people they kidnapped
or where they were kidnapped from?
It was kidnapping and drug cartel, right?
No, just kidnapping.
Just kidnapping.
But some of the other beauty queens had been involved in the drug cartel, but she was arrested for kidnapping charges. But I couldn't find any proof. I have nothing. Couldn't find
how many or
kidnapping rings have, you know, like Jeffrey Epstein, just all the pretty girls, whatever.
Right.
The kidnapping rings usually have some type of MO, and I couldn't find anything. Nothing.
That's really weird.
You think it
was probably like kidnapping for sex trafficking?
I think so. I mean, I feel like that's nowadays where it always ends up.
Right.
Yeah. So,
because that's where my mind first went when you said that was kidnapping, but you don't know like the victims or how many or any more details than that. Because maybe it is like the Jeffrey Epstein thing, and they're waiting for more information to come forward before they charge them, so that they don't like undercharge them, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, when I kept reading that all of these 8 people were arrested for the kidnapping ring charges. Okay. But I couldn't find where they were getting people from. I couldn't even find that people were associated with and were being kidnapped, like nothing. I just couldn't find anything. So it was really hard for me to say, all right, so they were arrested for kidnapping. But were they? Because there's no proof. I mean, and if there is, there's nothing on the internet.
Right.
And there's nowadays, no charges. Everything is on the internet. Yeah, so I don't know. That's But that's my fun little story, I guess, for this episode.
That's nuts. It seems like so many of your stories don't have full information. Like it goes up until this point and then chops off, which is
Well,
really weird.
a lot of my stories, since they're from, somewhere in Mexico, they're not always in Spanish and English. Whereas this one, since she's a pageant queen, there was a lot of articles in English as well, and they all still said the same thing. So normally I'm trying to decipher, or just really translating all of the Spanish articles that I'm reading and then typing them up in English when I type my notes up. But this one, there was a lot of English as well, and they still didn't provide any other information that the other articles didn't.
That's real sketchy.
Right? Yeah, there's something going on there. And hopefully it's all fake, and hopefully, Miss Oaxaca, this Laura girl, didn't do any of it, but
You never know.
it happened. And if they're covering something up, what are they covering up? Because it has to be way worse than this, and this is already pretty bad if this is all true.
Yeah, I would venture to bet that it's sex trafficking and they're just waiting to like bust it or something. Who just lets it go like that?
Right?
It also
Especially
seems
these days.
like the media down there doesn't follow up on their cases at all.
They're here. There's see like specifically for actors and singers and whatever. So they're just
Right.
always in your face. So how does somebody like of that type of title get arrested and then people are like, oh, well, she's in jail. We don't care anymore. What? I don't think so.
No, that didn't seem right. Well,
But yeah.
if you guys know anything, let us know.
Yeah, heck yeah. Please let me know, because I'm gonna probably set a reminder so I can look something up every week.
Because my guy, I didn't find too much on either. And there actually wasn't like, normally I can find a Wikipedia or a Murderpedia on it. But I had to pull all of my information from like news sources after the fact of it happening. Like there
That's so weird
weren't,
when you actually
nobody's done
dig
a
for
write-up. Because normally mine have like a lot more detail
it.
and like timeline information. But this one just, it didn't. All of the articles kind of said the same thing. It's really weird. But I've also
That's
never heard of
weird.
this guy. So I guess it wasn't a big, I mean, it was a big deal.
Maybe it's
People
because
died and were murdered and raped and whatever. But
yeah.
it's not like one of the big cases that everybody talks about, like Israel Reyes or somebody
And
like
sometimes
that.
I enjoy those a little bit more because you're able to find some details that, everyone doesn't already know. Like when people cover like how Selena was shot, like everyone has already looked that up so many times that I'm pretty sure there's nothing, no information out there
That hasn't been said.
besides the family that hasn't already been, disclosed to the media or to the public or whatever. But
I'm always super interested when something like that happens and then they do a documentary with like family or friends because then you know that you're going to get all the details that nobody else is able to get. Because a lot of the times they'll just give like bare minimums to the media. And then once they actually do a documentary, then all of the intimate details about everything come out. So who knows?
I mean, the more information, the better, because that way, if you're going to judge whoever's involved, at least you have information, to go off of, not just, oh, well, I think they said this. Like, no, there's proof,
Right.
there's documentary series, and like
You're
most
not
of the time, I mean, I'm
guessing.
sure they're scripted to a certain point, but a lot of that is just kind of, we'll just have a conversation and you tell me as much as you want to tell me, and if you don't like a certain question, we'll just stop.
Right.
Oh, yeah, this kind of stuff
That's crazy.
irks me. Yeah, but that's all we got, folks.
That's it.
Thanks for listening.
And we'll be back next week.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to our latest episode of Crime Squared. We'll see you next week, guys.